Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Professions of Our Pious Predecessors, Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The Noble Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam has stated, "Whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites Salat upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire, and Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be hearing the professions of different companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Before moving towards the content of this episode, let's start by making good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali." That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, let's make some good intentions. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode till the very end. And most importantly, you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Whatever you learn from this episode, you'll try to implement it in your real life and try to share it with your family and friends. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first companion we'll be hearing about today is Sayyidina Layth bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Shaykh al-Islam Sayyidina Abu Haris Layth bin Sa'd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great Egyptian scholar, hafiz of hadith, and the ruler of Egypt. Egyptians would feel proud of him. The judges, caretakers, and administrators of Egypt all would obey his orders. Egyptians would consult with him and seek his opinion in their matters. So then Layth bin Sa'd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam 94 Hijri and passed away in the middle of Sha'ban 175 Hijri on Friday or Thursday night. Khalid bin Abdus Salam has narrated, "I attended the funeral of Sayyidina Shaykh Layth bin Sa'd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with my father. A number of people attended the funeral salah. I never have seen such a huge number of people in any other funeral salah before that. All the people who attended the funeral salah were extremely grieved and sad and were weeping while expressing their condolences to one another. I said to my father, 'Dear father, it seems as if every person here was a member of the bereaved family.' His father said, 'Son, now you will never be able to see such a personality.'" Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Layth, his son Sayyidina Shu'aib has stated that, "My father's annual income was 20 to 25,000 dinars, that is gold coins, but he would get into debt due to spending his income in the way of Allah Almighty. When the new year would begin, he would spend all his income and come into debt." Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated about himself, "Zakat has never become obligatory upon me since I reached puberty." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Once some people brought fruits to Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but later on, they felt that they were charged more for the fruits than they should have been. They decided to do iqala, that is, they decided to cancel the deal. Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi not only accepted the cancellation of the dealing, but he also ordered to give them 50 dinars. When his son Haris asked the reason for this, he replied, "May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. They had a great expectation from me in this dealing, so I liked responding to their expectation in the form of 50 dinars." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala would organize a gathering to fulfill the needs of the people. He would fulfill the need of the one who would ask for help without considering whether the need was a minor one or a big one. Whenever he would eat in the morning and in the evening, he would eat with people. In winter, he would serve people with halwa, that is a dessert mixed with honey and ghee. And in summer, he would serve people with sugar and roasted flour of almond. Sayyidina Qutayba rahmatullahi ta'ala stated, Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala would take a ride to Jami Masjid for Salah and would give sadqah and charity to 300 masakeen, that is poor people, every day. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, from this we learn about the generosity of our pious predecessors. We should try to implement this in our daily lives as well. Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala was so generous that he rahmatullahi ta'ala would give according to his financial status to the one who would ask him according to his or her position. A woman once asked him, "O Abu Haris, my son is ill and wants to eat honey." He rahmatullahi ta'ala gave her 47 kilo of honey. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala would send 100 dinars annually to Imam Malik. Once when Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala got into debt, he sent him 500 dinars. On the occasion of his daughter's marriage, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala asked for some sunflower, that is a herb with yellow petals. He sent him sunflower loaded on 30 camels. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala sold some of them for 500 dinars and the remaining was left with him. Once Sayyidina Layth rahmatullahi ta'ala went on Hajj. When he reached sacred Medina, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala sent him a big plate filled with dates. In return for this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala put 1,000 dinars in the plate and presented it to Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I make dua to Allah Almighty to give us tawfiq to earn our livelihood in permissible ways and spend it in His way. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we just heard about the generosity and the source of income of Sayyidina Layth bin Saad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Let's move towards the next companion in this episode, that is Sayyidina Miswar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Miswar bin Makhrama al-Qarashi radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is one of those several noble companions who were businessmen. Born in 2 Hijri in Makkah, he was the nephew of Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In 8 Hijri, the same year as the conquest of Makkah, he joined the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Medina. As a young companion, he was privileged in his childhood to accompany the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, basking in the prophetic light. Although he was only 8 years of age when noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam departed from this world, he grew up to be a loyal supporter of Islam, participating in various battles and remaining an eminent citizen of Medina until the martyrdom of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after which he moved towards Makkah. Passing away in 64 Hijri, his funeral salah was led by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma before being laid to rest in the famous cemetery of Makkatul Mukarramah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, during the Battle of Al-Qadsiyah, he came across a gold vessel. He was unsure of this value of the gold vessel, but when a Persian man offered to buy it from him for 10,000 silver pieces, he realized that it was a very valuable item. Recognizing this, he refused the sale and took the vessel to Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu for consultation. After hearing the entire incident, Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised him against selling it for 10,000 dirhams. Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu then sold it on behalf for him 100,000 silver pieces and handed the money over to him. As a businessman, He had invested in purchasing large amounts of foodstuffs. However, when the region suffered a food shortage, instead of profiteering from them, he publicly announced that he will sell food items for exactly the same price that he purchased them for. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this there is a very big lessonfor all the businessmen in our society. We just heard that when Sayyidina Miswar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that there was a food shortage in the country, he sold the food stuff for the same price that he purchased them for. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Once, when Sayyidina Miswar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took his stock to the market of Ukaz, he saw a person leading Salah. Proceeding to stop the person, he replaced him someone else who would lead the Salah. The man who was initially leading the Salah was infuriated and filed a complaint with the leader of the faithful, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the Khalifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu questioned him about the matter, Sayyidina Miswar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Leader of the faithful, Ukaz is a marketplace which is frequented by many people, most of whom who have never heard the Quran. That person that I prevented from leading Salah has an impediment which prevents him from reciting the Quran correctly. I fear that people would fall into dispute if they heard the Quran was being recited in such a manner. Thus, I replaced him with someone who can recite correctly." Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and who commended his actions and prayed for him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this short time we learnt about the intelligence and the generosity and the profession of Sayyidina Miswar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. For the sake of Sayyidina Miswar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah Almighty grant us the honor of being a well-wisher of the Muslim community even when doing business. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our next topic is profession of Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A blessed companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "When I wake up in the morning and see any needy person at the door, I believe that it is one of the favors of Allah Almighty to me. And when I wake up in the morning and don't see any needy person at the door, patiently I feel that this is one of those calamities upon which I had begged Allah Azza wa Jal for a reward." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this saying, filled with the great zeal of helping others, belongs to Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born on 12 or 13 years before the event of elephants. He was dark brown with a sparse beard. Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah that happened in the 8th Hijri and received this honor from the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. "Whoever enters the house of Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu will remain safe." Ummul Mumineen Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was the paternal aunt of Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was his paternal cousin. He was amongst those who attended the funeral procession of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu at night due to unfavorable circumstances. He had four sons and all of them had the honor of being the blessed companion of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hakim pledged allegiance to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam upon the words that he would depart this world staying steadfast in Islam. Apart from possessing great qualities and attributes such as vast knowledge, excellent etiquette, incredible generosity, deep piety and abstinence, special honor and outstanding leadership, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known for his acumen and nobility. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was considered amongst those respected people of Quraysh during both pre-Islamic and Islamic eras. Darun Nadwa, a meeting place where the people of Makkah would gather for any mutual advice about any matter, was not open to individuals less than 40 years of age But he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite being 15, was allowed to participate in it due to his great intelligence and acumen. Once Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his old age, was walking with the help of a stick. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu went past few young individuals who thought of playing a trick on him. One of them asked Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Do you remember anything after losing your memory?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at him and guessed his intention and asked him in return, "Are you not the son of so and so?" He replied in the affirmative. Upon this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Despite losing my memory, I still remember that your father used to forge iron in his youth in Makkah." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to recite Quran to Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Someone said, "You recite Quran to this boy?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "It is the arrogance that has ruined us." After buying household items and other goods, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would carry the whole stuff himself and would not find any loader for carrying the stuff. Throughout his lifetime, Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept running his business, but he never suffered a loss. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would get profit when he would even deal in soil, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had prayed for him, "O Allah, grant blessings to his business." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just like all the other companions, Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also very, very generous. He freed 100 slaves and provided 100 men with riding camels for Hajj. When he performed Hajj himself, he was accompanied by 100 slaves, 100 camels, 100 cows and 100 goats. To please Allah Almighty, he freed slaves and ordered to slaughter the animals. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu sold the house named Darun Nadwa to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu for 100,000 dirhams or 40,000 dinars and spent the whole amount in the path of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "During pre-Islamic period, I was a cloth merchant and would travel to Yemen and Syria twice. This trade would earn me huge profits. Then I would approach the poor of my family and would distribute this money amongst them. By doing so, I would intend to increase affection with relatives and that they become rich too." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not eat food alone. At mealtime, when he would feel that few people can eat his food, he would call the orphans of Quraysh accordingly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Once Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly asked the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "Which deed will make me enter Jannah?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Never ask anyone for anything." Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained stuck to his advice, such that he would ask his servants neither for water to drink nor for anything that is water or a pot for ablution. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived a long life of 120 years. In his last years, he even lost his vision. Before his demise, he kept repeating these words, "O Allah Almighty, there is no God except you. I love you and fear you." He departed this life in 54 or 58 Hijri in Medina. Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated 40 ahadith which are mentioned in the books of ahadith, of which 4 ahadith are mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we just heard the profession and the generosity and the intelligence of Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jal also enable us to follow the path of the blessed companions and follow the path of especially Sayyidina Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us success in this world and as well as in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we complete our episode here. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors.